We knew all year long that she's a really tough wrestler. She only lost one match, and that was probably due more to the coach's errors than her errors, because we told her to do a couple of things that she wasn't really comfortable with. And then she came out and she whipped butt this weekend. It was great. She pinned everybody she came up against. So
she had four matches at state, right? And pinned them all.
Yep. And the first three matches were great. You know, she took control right from the first whistle blow to the end. The finals match was a different beast because she was down by 9 points. It was 9-0. And then she got a 2-point reversal, but the other girl had scored more points. So she was down by 9. It was 11-2 when she pinned the girl. So she was losing by a pretty steep deficit. And the great part about wrestling is it doesn't really matter what the points say. If you can pin the other person, it's a win. And so she bridged off her back and just squeezed. I mean, you could see the girl from
Wasilla.
Yeah, you could just see it. She was defeated. As soon as she went over, you could just see the life go out of her, and it was over. It was fantastic. It was really exciting.
Well, I did see the video.
Oh, yeah.
It looked like Ruby kind of was taken down a couple times by the Wasilla wrestler, but somehow she twists like a snake and gets out of it.
Yeah, it was really pretty impressive. Not ideal from the coach's standpoint, because we don't like to have to fight off of our back, but she was taken down once in the first round, and then she was on her back, you know, likely to get pinned for like 45 seconds, and she fought off her back for 45 seconds, which that's really hard to do, especially when you're wrestling a girl who is tough. She was in the state finalist last year, so she's taken second two times so far. But
how do you do that as a wrestler?
Guts.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, there's muscle and there's a little bit of technique to it, but the bottom line is it's almost as much mental as it is physical. You just got to know, hey, I'm not going to get pinned. I'm going to bridge and I'm going to fight and I'm going to get off of my back. And that's exactly what she did. And in the first round I didn't look at the video, but probably I would guess about 30 seconds, 30 to 45 seconds, she fought off her back, which is really, really hard to do. And then in the second round, we put her on top and immediately she got out of position and got put on her back again. And from the coach's perspective, we're in a tough spot now, because it was early in the second period. So there's full 2 minutes almost of being on her back, but again, she gritted her teeth and gutted it out and bridged really hard, which she has a really good bridge, and rolled the girl over and then just squeezed her to where it was over. It was great. It was fantastic.
So besides Ruby, a few other Petersburg wrestlers placed a state.
Yeah, so our next top placer was Cole Spurl at 160 pounds, and man, he wrestled really good. The problem with Cole is his natural weight is about 158, and which is great for him because he doesn't have to run to cut weight. The unfortunate thing is that he'll be wrestling guys that are walking around at 170 pounds, and so they lose 10 pounds, they make weight, and then they gain 10 pounds worth of water and food and such. And so there's a big strength difference, and it's tougher to wrestle that way, but it's just kind of how things went this year. And, he wrestled pretty tough. Took fifth. He beat a kid from Craig in the medal round, and it was a good match. He beat him by 1 point. Got a couple of pins along the way, so he wrestled really well. He's coming back next year, too. He was a junior, so.
And then Reed Anderson placed.
Yeah, Reed, I didn't realize that they placed eighth. I guess I should have looked closer into it, because they usually only medal up to five and six. Yeah, he, as a freshman coming in, he wrestled fantastic. Sometimes kids get overwhelmed. You know, you can just see the saucers in their eyes, and they can, you know, wow, this is a big mat. There's eight mats, and there's really great wrestling going on all over the place, and it can be overwhelming for some. But Reed rose to the occasion, and he came out right away, and he got a pin in the first round, and then lost in the quarterfinals to a pretty tough guy. And then he ended up winning a couple on the backside, which was, I mean, just incredible for a freshman to do. He one match, he was down, I think, 6 or 7 points, and there was a minute left. You know, the kid was overpowering him, but again, he just gritted his teeth, and at the end of the season, he was starting to pick up moves a little bit better, and he hit a switch. He was on bottom. He switched the guy, so then he was on top, and we're looking at the scoreboard, and there's 25 seconds left, and he's right over by the coach's corner, which is really pretty nice, and we're shouting, Reed, you got to pin this guy, otherwise you're done. And he threw a barbed wire in, which is a really good pinner, and he pinned the kid, and there was 15 seconds left.